This is the story of Mose the firefighter. More than a decade ago, I uncovered this tall tale hero when I was researching my book, American Tall Tales. Mose was a widely popular character in 1840s New York City. Stories about him were told on the stage and in newspapers and magazines until he eventually disappeared from the scene around the turn of the century. As far as I could tell, Mose had been neglected in children's tall tale literature, so I was excited about including him in my book. I never anticipated I would someday revisit the story of Mose, but in the aftermath of September 11th, writing a new chapter to his story was a way for me to honor the lives and legacy of our city's heroes and to provide a glint of something positive and celebratory in the midst of such loss. Mose's story is one of courage, sacrifice, and faith. It's my hope that readers draw strength and comfort from Mose both now and in the years to come. New York's Bravest. "Fire, fire, turn out, turn out," the fire bell jangled. "Come on, boys," said Mose. Mose was the most famous firefighter in New York City. 8 feet tall, Mose had hands as big as Virginia hams. His arms were so strong he could swim the Hudson River in 2 strokes. When others ran away from danger, Mose ran toward it. Now Mose and his boys rolled out the pumper and headed for the smoke billowing in the sky. They ran past horse stables and wooden shanties. They ran past newsboys crying, "Papers, 1 penny!" They ran past oystermen, roosters, and ragmen. Suddenly they came to a halt. A horse-drawn trolley was stuck on the tracks, blocking their way. "I'll take care of it, boys," said Mose. He lifted the crowded car into the air, then he set it down gently and raced on. When Mose got to the burning tenement, a woman rushed forward. "Help!" she screamed. "My baby's in there!" Mose climbed a ladder to the 3rd floor. He hacked the wood with his axe and wedged his body inside. Moments later, he appeared, coughing and covered with soot. "He's alone!" the mother cried. "Where's my baby?" As Mose started down the ladder, it caught fire, but Mose leapt through the air and landed on his feet. Then he reached in his hat and pulled out a baby. "Thank you, thank you!" the mother cried. "Just doing my duty, ma'am," said Mose. The mother baked Mose all the pies he could eat. To show their thanks, folks always gave Mose food and drink. Barrels of cider and coffee, bushels of oysters and potatoes, mountains of beans and eggs. Ragmen gave him their least ragged clothes. Shoeshine boys shined his boots. Everyone knew if they ever needed help, they could count on Mose. For years and years, Mose ran uptown and downtown, east and west, putting out fires in tenements, mansions, factories, and stores. One night the fire bell rang, "Fire, fire!" An eerie glow lit up the sky. Mose and his boys pulled out the pumper and raced to the piers. A fire in a hotel near the Hudson was roaring out of control. All night, Mose ran in and out of the building, rescuing bankers, bakers, shoemakers, dressmakers, preachers, and politicians. The hotel burned to ashes, but all the people inside were saved. As the sun came up, Mose's boys packed up to leave. "Wait a minute," one said. "Where's Mose?" The firefighters looked around. They all stared at the burned-out hotel. They grew silent. "I know," one said finally. "He must have jumped in the river." "Yeah, that's it," said another. "He must have swam to Jersey." "Yeah, I bet he's having a big plate of beans and eggs right now." "Yeah, beans and eggs. We'll see him tomorrow." "Yeah." But no one saw Mose again. It wasn't long before the rumors started. "Did you hear? Mose is driving a mule team in the Dakotas." "Mose is mining gold in California." "Mose is working in Washington for President Lincoln." For a long time, folks speculated on Mose's whereabouts. Then one night, at a firehouse over a game of checkers, an old-timer put the matter to rest. "You know what?" he said. "Mose ain't any of them places. Truth is, Mose is right here. He's marching with us in our parades. He's kicking up his heels at our fancy dances. He's skating by moonlight on the ice pond in the park. And whenever we climb our ladders toward a blazing sky, he climbs with us. Whenever we save folks, he saves them too. You see, that firefighter, he'll never leave us. He's the very spirit of New York City."